This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel retaliated in Yemen a day after Houthi rebels targeted Tel Aviv. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israel's army says it struck several Houthi targets in Yemen following a recent fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv. The Israeli strikes appear to be the first on Yemeni soil since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Israel's military says a number of military targets are hit in the western port city of Hodeidah, adding that strikes come in response to hundreds of attacks carried out against Israel in recent months. A Houthi spokesperson wrote on social media platform X that Yemen's being subjected to a blatant Israeli aggression, saying the strikes targeted fuel storage facilities in the province's power station. Local health officials report a number of people on the ground are killed and injured. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Security experts said CrowdStrike's routine update of its widely used cybersecurity software, which caused clients' computer systems to crash globally on Friday, apparently did not undergo adequate quality checks before it was deployed. Lisa Bernhardt from Reuters has more.
The latest version of its Falcon sensor software was meant to make its clients' systems more secure against hacking. But faulty code in the update files resulted in one of the most widespread tech outages in recent years for companies using Microsoft's Windows operating system. One security expert said companies like CrowdStrike update their products frequently against malware. But that frequency, he said, is probably why CrowdStrike did not test its product as much. Microsoft on Saturday said nearly 8.5 million of its devices were affected, or less than 1% of all Windows machines. CrowdStrike released information to fix affected systems, but experts said getting them back online would take time as it required manually weeding out the flawed code.
Lisa Bernhardt from Reuters. This is VOA News. Greek Cypriots mourned and Turkish Cypriots joiced on Saturday, the 50th anniversary of Turkey's invasion of part of the island after a brief Greek-inspired coup. Mia Wormsley reports from Reuters.
On Saturday, there was jubilation as Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan attended a celebratory military parade in the north, telling the crowds, quote, the Cyprus peace operations saved Turkish Cypriots from cruelty and brought them to freedom. But it was a different story in the south. Cypriot President Nikos Christodoulides represents the Greek Cypriot community in the reunification dialogue. He said the anniversary is a somber occasion for reflection and for remembering the dead. Church services were held to remember the more than 3,000 people who died in the Turkish invasion. Turkey's invasion took more than a third of the island and expelled more than 160,000 Greek Cypriots to the south. Northern Cyprus is a breakaway state, recognized only by Turkey. Reunification talks collapsed in 2017 and have been at a stalemate since.
Mia Wamersley from Reuters. Families of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas are calling on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to announce a ceasefire deal before his flight to the United States, where he is due to meet with President Joe Biden and address the U.S. Congress.
Netanyahu, stop sabotaging the deal. The hostages are out of time. Now your duty is to secure the deal.
On Friday, the top United Nations court says that Israel's presence in the Palestinian-occupied territories is, quote, unlawful, and called on it to end and for settlement construction to stop immediately. There are labor issues in the, quote, happiest place on earth. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
14,000 Disneyland workers might not be going to work after authorizing a strike during contract negotiations. The negotiations are dragging on in California between Disney and four unions representing ride operators, store clerks, ticket takers, parking attendants, and other employees. The vote is to give union leaders the option of calling a walkout if negotiations stall. Both sides are back at the bargaining table Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump's campaign released an update on the former president's health Saturday, 1 week after he survived an attempted assassination at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. The memo from Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson, who served as Trump's White House physician, offers new details on the nature of the GOP nominee's injuries and the treatment he received in the immediate aftermath of the attack. According to Jackson, Trump sustained a gunshot wound to the right ear that came, quote, less than a quarter of an inch from entering his head and struck the top of his right ear. He also received a CT scan at the hospital. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.